It's time for the emergency break of the week.
No, so this story is from Richardson ISD. Do we have any friends that went to Berkner?
Monty.
Monty went to Berkner?
Yeah. Gordon didn't go there?
Richardson?
He went to Richardson.
Okay.
High school. I went to Pierce.
Is that where Lindsay went?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Did Lindsay go to Berkner?
Berkner.
Our Lindsay.
Salesperson Lindsay.
Yeah, the sales... She's eager. I call her that to her face.
Okay.
And we dumped it, too. Hopefully we
caught it. What's wrong with the show today?
What's going on here?
Hopefully the lawyers will be okay with
that. Well, we'll have Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Advanced Hair Restoration at advancedhair.com brings you this edition of The E-Break. 888-787-1310. If you would like to have your vote registered, three candidates this week. Yeah, we're going with three. Whoa. I said it. Going with three. Including the hardline. And does this go on Corby or does this go on Hillary Knightham? I'm going to let you decide. Or on Hillary Knight's publicist handler.
It goes on Corby for asking like a 3-minute question.
And she just got bored with it eventually. Well, we had the honor of Hillary Knight, USA gold medalist, the captain of Team USA women's hockey. We had 10 minutes with her, and usually we get those very tight windows with guests, but it runs long, and usually the interview before us will run long anyway, so there's some leeway, because if you start late, then you're going to go late and all of that. So we didn't realize, though, that when they said 10 minutes, it was 10 minutes and they're hanging up the Zoom call. So the timing here is impeccable, as Corby has an incredibly long question.
And bob out?
He bobbed out. And there was no response because she left the meeting.
I think we're doing our job correctly if that continues to grow. And what an awesome way to have a small impact on someone's life, to do it through the sport that you love, that you signed up playing.
American hero Hillary Knight joins us here on the hard line. And we made a huge deal out of, and it, I want to get to the appearance on SNL with the Hughes boys, but On the Hughes boys front, Ellen, their mother, is a huge part of what you guys do on your squad. She was director of player personnel, I think, or some lofty title like that. Did you know she was? We're in Dallas. I don't know if you were aware of that. Have you ever seen the video of Ellen when she was 12 years old? They did a news story on her in like 1981, and we were just talking about you playing with the boys. Ellen was on a boys hockey team here when there was literally no teams at all, except for like one boys team, and Ellen was a part of that as a kid.
Well, it looks like they removed us from the call.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess they were serious about done at 5:30.
Holy cow!
Way to go!
So, like, that was a literal 10-minute interview, and on to the next.
It was like a countdown.
Guess so.
Huh.
Well, that's awful.
The exact thing that it says is you have been removed from the call. So it's not like we dropped or anything.
That's not very professional of
you. Wow. Unbelievable. I was having such a good time, and how awkward for her. She's like, well, wait. Can I at least say bye? Because she's a sweet girl.
You can say bye, like, but she's not there.
We'd like to thank Hillary Knight for those 8.5 minutes we will never forget.
Not helpful. From you, by the way, there at the end. Do you think she was put off by the fact that they were doing their show from a jungle gym?
That's its own whole other thing. That could have been an e-break on its own of how many kids were around that remote.
Right in the middle of a discovery zone.
But it was, I guess the irony, too, is they were making such a big deal leading up about that Dallas connection there. And that's like the one thing that Corby wanted to ask about. And as he was asking it.
How unfair for her. She doesn't get to answer my question. Man.
Yeah, I feel bad for her that she didn't get to hear my awesome question.
Mid-Corby question, I forget exactly how Ham worded it, but he brought my attention to the screen.
I go, yeah, she dropped.
Where it literally said...
Did you never consider cutting Corby off and telling him?
No.
He was on a roll.
Good yeah.
Time. He really wanted to ask the question.
At least let's get the question in, even though there's going to be no answer.
You didn't realize the question was going to go another 45 seconds either.
Look,
it was for the best. We had to go to break anyways.
When the bullets are flying and they're in that producer chair, you got to make tough decisions. And mine was to leave Corby hanging and let him ask a really long question.
Yeah, you made the right call. Good job.
So let's put that on Corby. 888-787-1310 if you would like to vote in the e-break. Next up, we have Matt McLaren. This was a late entry, as yesterday he came up with a new nickname for Donovan, maybe Freudian.
Kick back and savor big flavor and enjoy the laid-back vibes. Get it at the tap room or take it to go. Only available this month at Three Nations in downtown Carrollton and Anna.
Thank you, Travis. It is 12:37, lunchtime here with the Invasion. It is Donovan Lingus, Matt McLaren, making our way through
what?
The...
What did you just say?
What did you just call me?
Donovan Lingus.
What did I say? You said my last name was Lingus.
What the hell is going on?
You're an idiot. I don't think that's what I said.
No, notice what you said. What you
Why would I stop you now if you didn't?
Like, I'm talking right now. You know something crazy happened. If
That's not true.
You insane?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I said Donovan Lewis.
Nope.
No, you didn't.
We have
I'm pretty sure playing it back in my head. Donovan Lewis, not
7 minutes, we can choose. You can
Donovan Lewis,
wrong.
Not McLaren.
No, you didn't.
Oh. No, for real?
Yeah. Why would we stop down if you didn't?
You said Donovan Lingus.
Jesus.
This is bad. What's wrong with you?
Did I really say that?
1,000%, dude.
Would I stop you down if you didn't?
In 7 minutes, we will play it for you.
It's because of the tater tot.
Oh, okay, don't blame it on the
oh,
potato.
Man.
No, you know what? In his defense, it's been way too much of that talk here today. So
Donovan Lewis and Matt McLaren. Whatever. I don't think
good.
I said that. All right. Anyway, we are here at Myers Garden.
All right. That's fantastic. Also, if you know Donovan, an ironic name.
We're pretty good at passing the buck here on Work in Progress, but blaming tater tots for calling someone Lingus, maybe an all-timer.
I would never besmirch the good name of a tater tot.
Let's leave tater tots out of this.
I'm fueled by tater tots.
Bodies built by tater tots.
Yeah. I'm doing live spots for him later.
So something tells me that Donovan has a new nickname.
With the Orida account.
It is Donovan Lingus.
Gosh.
Candidate number two, Matt McLaren. Candidate number three, Saad Youssef.
Good dude.
One of the best
good
among
dude.
Us.
Deal with it.
We love Saad. Saad is way more famous than all of us. He's got a national following. Just a great dude, like you said. Sometimes we say that ironically, like we call Monty a great dude.
We don't mean it.
It's ironic. Because he's scum of the earth.
A good dude.
Thank you.
Saad, though, genuinely great guy. He was rolling here with Kevin Landrum.
Wild.
He was rolling here with Kevin Landrum. And everyone on air has run into this where you got something on the tip of your tongue, but you can't quite get it out. And he's got a butchered line here. Let's listen.
I mean, this is just 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, when pre-Elon Twitter, it was so much easier to verify information online.
No doubt.
It was harder to get ball sacked, and now everybody gets ball sacked because you don't even know what's real. So I feel like we've gone too far. And to be very clear, there's no going back. You don't put the toilet paper back in. Like, it doesn't go back, right?
Gross.
Like once it's out,
Were you trying to say put the toothpaste back in the tube?
I was trying to say that, but then I was also talking about toilet paper roll, like, unspooling. But, yeah, I just don't think we're going back, but I do think we've gone too far as a society and technology.
Well, maybe Cam's generation can bring us back to
maybe
something.
We're
reasonable.
Seeing some of that.
Maybe so.
Cam LaFada gets a shout out there, too.
Good point, DJ.
You're definitely not gonna put toilet paper back onto the roll.
Boy, that's cheap. You think you're frugal whenever you're reusing toilet paper.
Just run it under the sink for a second.
Got some of that up here.
If I'm not correct, that's like the third time that sod and ball sacking has been in the same e-break.
If you're not correct?
I am correct.
Okay.
That's a go-to for him for sure.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many people even know what we mean when we say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I thought about that. Like, if you don't know the context of what ball sacking is.
Just sounds like we got some real gay stuff going
on
up here.
That's a real harsh verb to hear without any context at all.
Hey, it's 21st century.
And yeah, Saad's throwing it out there like it's just an everyday word.
Yeah. For sure.
Good for him. Well,
look it up.
He was trying to figure out which cliche he wanted to go with, so he had a lot on his mind. And he didn't quite nail it.
I'm getting ball sacked every 3 days.
Good for you, Elf. Good on you. All right. So your three candidates are Corby Davidson for his long question that killed the Hillary Knight interview, Matt McLaren calling Donovan Lingus instead of Donovan Lewis, and Saad Youssef with a failed analogy. 888-787-1310. Sports caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for the e-break?
Am I on Sports Day Talk app right here?
Whoa.
Hello. You
quadruple fake Natalie Maines.
No, this is the real
How
one.
Are you?
No, I'm good, DJ. This is the real fake Natalie Maines calling in from Lubbock, Texas this morning.
Happy to hear from you, Natalie. Who do you vote for?
Well, you know, I think, was it Hillary Knight that the snake was talking to you?
It sure
yes,
was.
Ma'am.
Well, I'm going to vote for Corby for saying literally every other word, because I think that's why Hillary Knight hung up on him. So I'm going to go ahead and cast my vote for the snake. Just so you know, and go Red Raiders.
Go Red Raiders. Go Red Raiders indeed, Natalie.
Love you too.
Appreciate hearing from you. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, DJ, it's Cruz and Lido.
What's up, Cruz?
Hey, Monty may have a Hitler mustache, but he does have a nice fade. You got to give him that.
Yeah, he does have the fade.
Reluctantly given yeah. that, yes.
Damn it. I'll with take the compliment.
With the Hitler caveat.
I'll take the good hair. Thank you.
Hey, I want to vote for Donovan Lewis and Matt McLingus.
Fair enough. All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you, Cruz. 888-787-1310. Caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for?
This is Russia, Cruz Bonadino. Vote for Cunning Donovan.
Did he say he's Russian Cruz and Alito? Is that what he said?
Calling from Moscow? They dropped him. I wanted to hear where that was
the
going.
KGB that was a Donovan out. Vote?
Wow.
Was it? I couldn't hear anything.
Undervote. We'll call undervote.
All right. Caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for?
They call me Tater Salad.
Hey, Ron White. Who do you...
Oh, it's a McLaren.
That's a McLaren vote.
Tater Tot.
All right. Caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for? Who do you vote for, caller?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm just laying here in a pool of my own frosting after listening to this segment.
It's been pretty good.
Getting Saad Youssef, and maybe he can help put my frosting back in my tube.
Gosh. Too vivid. Thank you.
But I appreciate it. Thank you for your vote, sir, even if it was the creepiest thing I've heard all week.
A pool of...
Yeah, you don't necessarily... Never mind. Let's just let it go. All right, sports caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for in the emergency break of the week?
Vaginal size, more and more.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Undervote, but we appreciate you. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Try and vote.
Go for it, sir.
I'm going to vote for Balsack.
Okay.
Thank you, Matt George.
I'll count that for Saad. I'll count that for Saad. 888-787-1310. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break? Go ahead, caller.
Give me the Congolingus Rice of the ticket.
Donovan Lewis, he's always been known as
God,
that.
What a stretch.
I think that's
Congolese's nickname is?
No.
It's Donovan's nickname now. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Go ahead,
Hello?
Caller. Yes, sir. You are on.
Hey, it's a good thing Donovan's first name's not Connie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We've always said
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
It's Monty's doctor.
I think that's four. I count four on that, Mr. Producer Man. All right. We are one away. Matt McLaren has four.
Good point, DJ.
We have got one for Corby and two for Saad. Caller, you could decide history here. Make your voice heard. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, is Stolen Valor Monty there?
He sure is.
Yeah, I'm looking right at him.
It's regular Monty. Hello.
Hey, have you ever tried Cancer Lingus? It's the best.
And we have a hold your answer for later. We have a winner.
Kick back and savor big flavor and enjoy the laid-back vibes. Get it at the Tap Room or take it to go. Only available this month at Three Nations in downtown Carrollton and Anna.
Thank you, Travis. It is 12:37, lunchtime here with the Invasion. It is Donovan Lingus, Matt McLaren, making our way through
what?
The...
What did you just say?
What did you just call me?
Donovan Lingus.
What did I say? You said my last name was Lingus.
What the hell is going on?
You're an idiot. I don't think that's what I said.
Now, notice what you said.
Why would I stop you now if you didn't?
Like, I'm talking right now. You know something crazy happened.
You insane? No, I didn't. Yeah. I said Donovan Lewis.
Nope.
No, you didn't.
We have.
I'm pretty sure playing it back in my head. Donovan Lewis. Not
7 minutes. We can choose. You can
Donovan
prove
Lewis,
you wrong.
Not McLaren. No, you didn't. Oh. No, for real? Yeah. Why would we stop down if you didn't?
You said Donovan Lingus.
Jesus.
Is this bad?
What's wrong with you? Is this bad? Did I really say that?
1,000%, dude.
Would I stop you down if you didn't?
In 7 minutes, we will play it for you.
It's because of the tater tot.
Oh, okay, don't blame it on the potatoes.
Oh, man.
Liar! No, you know what? In his defense, it's been way too much of that talk here today. So
Donovan Lewis and Matt McLaren. Whatever. I don't think
good.
I said that. All right. Anyway, we are here at Myers Garden.
Do you think Matt had a good excuse or... You believed him when he said, I just played it back in my head, and that's not what I said at all.
Yeah, I just rewound the tape in my head.
No, I don't. No. We all heard it. It happened.
Blatantly. Well, good on you, Matt.
How many is that for, Matt?
That is Matty Lingus' fourth all-time E-break win. He is now tied in the standings with Elf, Seabass, and 1 EA Azad.
Whoa. Heady company there.
Yeah, the Mount Rushmore of the ticket.
Work.
To some.
To Sundays.
To Sundays.
Yeah, sure.
All right, it's 8:14 on the ticket. Work in progress in for the Musers. Fun, EA's asleep. Sorry, I didn't
This is it. The only time he's awake, because he's been up for 9 straight hours already.